We'll read the shorter version this evening. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus put another parable before the crowd, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servant of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this to me.' So the servant said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, gather the wheat first and bind them in bundles to be gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burnt, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" The Gospel of the Lord. The demand for instant judgment, for rooting out those who have done harm in the community, for bringing the last judgment into the present tense, is something that is seriously challenged in this evening's gospel. The author of the Book of Wisdom in the first reading tries to explain the pressing question, why does God allow the bad to flourish? Why is God so patient and moderate with Israel's enemies? He argues that God's moderation is not the result of his weakness. His justice, after all, has its source and strength. The answer is that he disposes of it in favor of governing with greater lenience. So God's mercy is heaped on everyone in sight, even traditional enemies. And it is in this there is a purpose, that by acting thus, you taught a lesson to your people, how the virtuous man must be kind to his fellow men, and how you have given your sons the good hope that after sin you will grant repentance. The people are asked to share in the same spirit of God and act with kindness to their fellow human beings. The argument is that God's leniency will give the people of Israel the good hope that when they wrong God, they too will surely benefit from his forgiveness. This is the same hope that is enshrined in the words of our Father, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." The scandal of God's patience and forbearance with wrongdoers appears again in the gospel. The kingdom of heaven is compared to a farmer who is confronted with a serious problem. His field is alive with wheat and a poisonous weed called darnel, which can only be distinguished from wheat when the growth is advanced. The farmer's servants want to weed out the darnel, but the farmer tells them to leave it alone. He is worried that the sprouting the weeds will endanger the wheat. He orders that the wheat and the darnel are allowed to grow, and only at the final harvest are they separated. The message of the parable is something that Jesus lived throughout his ministry. He reached out to all sorts of people, mixing with prostitutes, priests, crooks, scribes, politicians, children, and tax collectors. Religious separatism was something that Jesus refused to advocate, making it his business to seek out and to save the lost. The Pharisees, those whose very name means the separated ones, criticized him for associating with the wrong crowd. But Jesus knew that all communities are a mixture of good and bad, the crooked and the cracked, and furthermore, it's not easy to tell which is which. In the end, Jesus is the one weeded out by the authorities and thrown into the killing fields. The message of the parable still challenges the church today. It is not the place of the church to set up inquisitions, support witch hunts, organize purges to free the field from its own approved supporters. The church is not God. As Christians, we have no authority to pronounce the final judgment on anyone. The last word cannot be said about anyone until death, and then it is God's part, not ours, to say it. Paul underlines the same point when he tells the church in Corinth, there must be no passing of premature judgment. Leave that until the Lord comes. Paul, like Jesus, was aware that we can get it terribly wrong about people. There might be another story, another perspective, another time. After all, Paul himself got it terribly wrong about Jesus when he went about weeding out his followers. Paul himself changed from being a real weed to a real apostle, even though some people thought that the last word had been said about him. But if the final judgment is precisely that final, the good hope is that there will be some change before then, and that hope should never be denied anyone, least of all followers of Jesus.